Good evening, dear listener. It's James here. Just a very quick audio boo to summarise the events of yesterday, because it is of note. The rest of the week's been fairly mundane. Although I did go with Eleanor's primary school, junior school, to Gulliver's Land, which is one of these sort of very small theme parks. It's designed for children round about sort of 5 to 8 or 9 years old. Certainly not with the breathtaking back-of-your-seat G-forces of Alton Towers. In fact, it probably doesn't even match up to Wicksteed Park, which is the one we tend to go to. The rides are fairly gentle, but it suited very much the children who were with me, and they very much enjoyed themselves. My group was of 7 people, including Eleanor, because I think that tends to be how it works. And we had a coach journey up there, which was entertaining. It was only to Milton Keynes, so it wasn't too far. And everybody had a good time. And only one load of lunch got lost. We found that in the end, and one small child got lost from my group. But that was because the rest of them were mucking about, and we all learned a valuable lesson from it. And they were most entertained by my impression of the school teacher telling me that I would never be allowed anywhere near the school again. Yes, so last night was a little bit more of a grown-up event, which was They Might Be Giants at the Camden Cocoa, which I subsequently discovered, or actually in the middle of the gig, discovered that it was the old Hippodrome Theatre, which the BBC used to look after, until they had a major failure of the plasterwork and the wonderfully decorated interior of it. It's worth looking it up on the internet to see if you can find some photos. Because it's become a nightclub now, and a venue, most of the time it's in darkness, but it has this massive great mirror ball as well in the centre to make it look quite kitsch. Because it used to be a theatre, it's got several balcony layers, and most importantly, somewhere to sit. Which for old fogies like me and Beth, well, Beth has trouble standing up for any length of time, and I'm frankly lazy. Although you can't really see what's going on unless you sort of have x-ray eyes or stand up every now and then, it doesn't matter because the music's there. So yes, we saw the opening band, who are called Tree Fight for Sunlight, and they're a Danish band, and I described them in my tweets as hippie rock. It's kind of a little bit like Keane, except a little bit more melodic, very much piano-led, and actually, having watched some of their videos on YouTube, I think they played live a little bit more downbeat and without as much energy as they do in the videos, which is interesting. Further interesting is that the promoters obviously put them on rather than the band, because at the end the band thanked them but couldn't remember their names. So that was an interesting thing. And obviously they're not following them around the gigs, although They Might Be Giants are only playing one major date in the UK, one concert date and one date at the Latitude Festival, which isn't going to be too muddy. So yes, this is what Tree Fight for Sunlight sounded like. It's a kind of rather muffled recording because I didn't bring anything decent to record with, because let's face it, if you get that taken off you in an event, you don't have one anymore. So this is what they sounded like on my mobile, on my iPod Touch, actually. Most of the songs were unfamiliar to me, although they did do a very passable, rather scarily reminiscent interpretation of Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush, which does sum up their musical style entirely. They really did lend themselves instrumentally to playing that. Let's have a quick little snippet of it, shall we? Goes on like that, equally loud and piercing, but pretty much in key the whole time. They Might Be Giants came on after that. The event was curfewed, so actually it started fairly early. The doors opened at 6:30, again suiting an old fogey like me, but they were all done and dusted by 10:00. But they must have played a good nearly 2 hours of tracks from their new album, which is called Join Us, which we haven't heard many of. And of plenty of the classic songs, because Over the years, they've released, like 9 or 10 or even 11 albums, including some children's songs, which they played during the gig as well, including Clap Your Hands, which is one which is, I think, very suitable for preschool settings, if you're interested. should you be interested? Beth wants to take No, I think, which was their first children's album, into preschool with her to see what happens for the... I can't remember, it's not Shake and Bake. There's a particular section of the day that they do a bit of dancing. But anyway, yes, here's a little snippet of They Might Be Giants performing one of the tracks off their second album, correct me if I'm wrong, Lincoln, called Anna Inc. Now, normally they have a brass section with them, but on this occasion, again, I think there were five of them. There was John Linnell and John Flansburgh, who play the guitar left-handed, and the accordion or keyboard. And then they have the drummer, the bassist, and another guitarist who plays a lot of the lead stuff. And I have to say that I don't think I've ever seen an amazing performance of Istanbul, Not Constantinople, ever. The guitarist was just blinding. He played an acoustic sort of intro to it, which must have lasted 2 or 3 minutes. And lots of smoke and lights and stuff. All in all, the main thing I enjoyed about it, I think, was the fact that the sound was pretty much perfect. It really was. It wasn't too loud. It was loud, but not so loud that my ears were ringing afterwards. And I think that is the sign of a truly good gig, because they clearly know what they're doing. And that's what I really much, very much like about bands who aren't just there to make as much noise as possible, but also to get people up and dancing and shouting along and stuff. There was an added bonus, completely out of the blue. A couple came and sat next to us, one of whom was Robert Rankin, the comedy novelist, who I've read some of his books, which for me, having read very little fiction in my adult life, is saying something. But he's got a couple of series on Radio 4 Extra at the moment called Brightonomicon, which is worth listening out for. Seems a very affable bloke, and we didn't kind of make any connection about his writing stuff. He didn't want to make a big fuss about it, which makes it all the more interesting. He was more interesting in sharing stories of Brighton and the amazing things that go on there. His wife's called Rachel Hayward, and she's a steel pan expert. And yes, lots of stories, lots of very interesting things that we discussed between the opening act and the main event. So all in all, a really interesting evening. It was warm, it was fun, and I ended up home nice and tired, but yeah, it was a good night. And with that, I shall continue with my editing of more stuff. It's an audio evening this evening. Have a good night. Bye for now. Oh, and I completely forgot to add, at the end, they had a glitter cannon. How cool is that? And in the middle, they had some hand puppet characters called the Avatars of They, who pretended to be Rupert Murdoch and Rebecca Brooks. It had everything, this gig.